KD Country 94 weather.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go then. What are they going to give for?
Come to Public Auction on Saturday, November 18th, located at 627 Market Street in Portis, beginning at 10 a.m. with guns and gun-related items. There are 96 guns on the list from Ira Johnson, Marlin Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Browning, Remington, Winchester, Colt, Springfield, and many more models. Also, they'll be selling shells and other gun-related items. The following will sell at 12 noon: a Massey Harris 22 tractor, also nice 2012 Polaris Ranger 800 EFI Crew, 1999 Yamaha 595cc four-wheeler Grizzly 4x4 off-road vehicle, 2019 Can-Am Commander Max DPS. Also, following those items at the end of the auction, farm items, 3-point post hole digger, 6-foot 3-point blade, old WW cattle chute, calf cradle, 26-gallon sprayer, 6-foot Woods Brothers 3-point mower, 6-foot Ruger 3-point blade, Craftsman toolbox, and some miscellaneous tools, a couple trailers as well. Again, 96 guns selling with this auction on Saturday, November 18th, located at 627 Market Street in Portis, beginning at 10 a.m. Sale conducted by Walters Auction Realty of Portis.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High of 71 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 49 tonight, mainly clear skies. High of 68 tomorrow. Highs level off around 54 Friday under sunny skies. 64 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 59.
My name is Travis Rump. I'm an orthopedic surgeon at Salina Regional Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Our job is to help improve quality of life and to help people get back to the things that they enjoy. We have robotic assisted technology. We do sports medicine. We do joint replacement. We do orthopedic trauma. We do hand surgery. To be able to help the people that just live down the street from you and that you see out in the community, it's a very rewarding experience.
To schedule an appointment, please call Salina Regional Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has closed one lane of southbound U.S. 81 in Ottawa County due to damage to a bridge from a crash on November 10th. Traffic will be reduced to one lane with a reduced speed at Lindsay Creek just north of Limestone Road in Ottawa County until the bridge repair has been completed. Plans for the bridge repair are being developed and work will begin as soon as possible with a start date to be announced at a later date. The House voted overwhelmingly yesterday to prevent a government shutdown after new Republican Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when hard-right conservatives revolted against his plan. Johnson's proposal to temporarily fund the government into the new year passed on a bipartisan 336-95 tally, but 93 Republicans voted against it, including two GOP members of the Kansas delegation, 1st District Congressman Tracy Mann and 4th District Representative Ron Estes. Representative Jake LaTourneur, Republican Jake LaTourneur, and Democrat Sharice Davids voted for the bill. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check it out at the website heartchoicesbeloit.com. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems reminds you, are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment is now through January 15th. You can sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with their certified application counselor, Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-9202. Heart Choices in Beloit. We'll have food commodities distributed today from 4 to 5 p.m. First come, first served. For questions, please call Heart Choices at 738-3433. The Osborne County Memorial Hospital Chili Cook-Off and Cornhole Contest is this Saturday, November the 18th. Cornhole Contest begins at 1 o'clock. Chili Cook-Off Cinnamon Roll Contest judging at 3. Chili is serving from 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening. Entry deadline for chili or cinnamon rolls has already expired. Entry fee is $25. If you'd like to enter, come join the fun. November 18th, check out the Osborne County Memorial Hospital Facebook page for more details.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
One more coming for Jamari. How about an exclamation point? He does it again. Cool, calm, and collected. Kentucky will get it in. Shepherd down the left sideline. Weaves in, kicks out. Reeves for three. No good. McCullough's got it, and KU's got the win. You can rock. Chalk it up.
KU beating Kentucky 89-84 Tuesday night. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. A quick look at local sports, other college hoops scores. College football playoff rankings are updated this week. And the Major League Baseball Managers of the Year were named on Tuesday. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. A couple quick local sports notes to start this sportscast. State football playoffs are into the semifinal round. You can find full brackets at ncksports.com from the NPL. Tescott, the only area league team left. They'll be at Cunningham Friday night in the six-man semis. For all the latest news, schedules, standings, scores, and all the information, including all league teams once you receive them, those are all posted at ncksports.com. Also, we're joined this morning by Matt Derrick of Chiefs Digest on the Sports Ticket to talk about the Chiefs. They're coming off of their bye week, preparing for a Super Bowl rematch with the Eagles on Monday. If you missed that interview, you can catch it on our Sports Ticket podcast at kdcountry94.com. As heard moments ago, the top-ranked KU men's basketball team came back from a 14-point deficit early in the second half to beat number 17 Kentucky 89-84 in the State Farm Champions Classic in Chicago Tuesday night. Kansas actually jumped out to a 9-0 lead, but trailing 25-21, Kentucky went on a 27-13 run before Hunter Dickinson made a three at the buzzer heading into halftime. Wildcats led 58-44 with just over 16 minutes remaining when KU started a comeback, taking their first second-half lead at 68-67 with 9:35 left. It was back and forth from there. Kentucky leading by six with 3:46 left. DeJuan Harris scored eight straight points, two threes and two free throws. The game was tied at 83. Two free throws and a layup from Dickinson, along with two from the stripe from Jamari McDowell in the final seconds, capped off a 6-1 finish in the win for KU. Dickinson led four players with big games. He had 27 points, 21 rebounds, registering the first 2020 double-double against a top 25 team since Nick Collison against Texas in 2003. After scoring just 2 points on 1-of-4 shooting in the first two games combined, Harris dropped 23, shooting 5-for-6 from three-point lane. KJ Adams added 16. Kevin McCullough had a triple-double with 12 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. KU coach Bill Self on the win.
It was an unbelievable team win. So proud of our guys. Jamari came in at the end. It was great. And, of course, KJ had a terrific game. Hunter, 27-21. What do you say? Kevin, an ugly but still a triple-double. I mean, he's just a winner. And then you put Juan out there. And in all honesty, that was a program-type win. Just guys that are used to being in big games.
Jayhawks are 3-0 on the season and will prepare for the Maui Invitational, which will open Monday against Chaminade in Honolulu. Prior to the KU-Kentucky game in Chicago, number 9 Duke beat number 18 Michigan State 74-65. Also of note, number 4 Marquette, who's also part of the upcoming Maui Invitational, won 71-64 at number 23 Illinois to move to 3-0. In the Big 12, number 15 Baylor rolled to a 99-61 win over Kansas City. West Virginia beat Jacksonville State 70-57. Oklahoma 93-54 over Texas State, and TCU rolled past UT Rio Grande Valley 88-55. Tonight in the conference, number 19 Texas hosts Rice at 8, and BYU welcomes Southeast Louisiana at 8 as well. Of note in women's hoops Tuesday night, number 21 Baylor won 84-77 over number 4 Utah in the preseason WNIT. Tonight, 1-1 Wichita State back on the court. They're at 1-1 Belmont at 6:30 on ESPN+. Also on Tuesday night in college sports, the latest college football playoff rankings were revealed. The committee deemed that Georgia's last two wins over number 9 Missouri and number 13 Ole Miss were enough for them to jump Ohio State into the number 1 spot. Buckeyes now number 2, Michigan number 3, Florida State number 4. All four of those teams are 10-0, as is Washington, who continues to be on the outside looking in at number 5 in the 4-team playoff race. Texas number 7 this week. Oklahoma moved up to number 14, K-State number 21. Oklahoma State fell to number 23, and Kansas at number 25. A full look at this week's rankings can be found at NCAA.com. Finally, in sports, Major League Baseball continues to hand out their postseason awards. The Managers of the Year were named on Tuesday. In the American League, Brandon Hyde of the Orioles received 27 of the 30 first place votes ahead of Bruce Bochy of the Rangers. Hyde led Baltimore to their first 100-win season since 1980, coming just two seasons after having lost 110 games. Baltimore won the AL East but fell in the ALDS to eventual World Series champion Rangers. In the National League, the vote was closer, but Skip Schumacher of the Marlins had 72 points and 8 first-place votes ahead of Craig Counsell, the Brewers, with 51 points. Schumacher led the Marlins to an 84-78 record in the NL Wild Card, falling to eventual NL champion Phillies in the Wild Card round. For more on the Manager of the Year awards, visit MLB.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.